Radio City Tour. The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall. Let's get into Fan Friday for a Friday morning. It just seems like it's a relentless procession of massive matches at the moment. We have Manchester City against Everton twice, you might say. We had Liverpool, Arsenal, of course, midweek. They've all been captivating stuff. So let's talk to our boys about the weekend that lies ahead. And that's Chelsea against Everton and Liverpool against Manchester United. Let's say morning, first of all, to the man who's been sunning himself for a couple of weeks, Mickey the Blue. How are you, Mickey?
I'm good, mate. Are you well?
Yeah, very good. You just said to me off air, self, all-inclusives aren't for you anymore. You can't take it, can you?
I'm not the man I used to be, pal. No, it's time to batter the drawing board for me.
And Jay the Red. I bet he's never been on an all-inclusive holiday. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, boys.
Don't push the boat out, I bet, do you, Jay, on your holiday?
Yeah. To be honest, I've been on loads in the years, like, you know, over the years, going to Mexico and all that, but I'm sick of them as well. It's too much, you know, drinking in the day all the time. I can't do it no more. Get far dehydrated.
You're older boys now. You're wiser boys.
yeah.
You've got more of a focus on the footy. Let's start with Everton. Hey, Mickey, you're a bit lucky that you got away without that penalty at the end of the Man City game, weren't you?
Steve, I thought it was a staunch penalty. Obviously, even like while I was watching it straight away, I just thought, you know, there's no way that cannot be a penalty. And, you know, we got away with one, but I suppose, you know, it levels it out because obviously John Stones, you know, the week before, you know, we got done for the penalty that where he actually made contact with the ball. So they do say over the season, mate, they level themselves out, but we definitely dodged the bullet there.
Yeah, they all come together. They make sure it works out sort of correctly in the end. I said before that they all seem huge games at the moment. That's how it feels. We're on a massive bandwagon of big fixtures. Again, you know, Chelsea might be down the bottom end of the table, but we know the quality that they've got. Everton will find that a tough, tough fixture at the weekend.
Oh, absolutely, Steve. You know, they seem to have, you know, had a bit of a resurgence under the new gaffer coming in. So they are. They're going to be up for it. And, you know, they're always going to be a tricky side, aren't they, especially at home. I just like the way we're set up at the moment, Steve. Obviously, you know, a lot of the lads have been, you know, claiming for a while that Mo Bessage should be thrown into the equation. And he certainly seems to have been, you know, he's been our star man the last couple of weeks. And he's sort of showed us up a little bit, and throw Jags as well coming back into the team makes us much, you know, much more solid. Obviously, we've had, like, you know, two clean sheets on the bounce now, obviously one in the FA Cup. And going to the Etihad, where, you know, they've been scoring goals for fun. And, you know, before the game, you would think, you know, Man City scoring goals for fun, Everton leaking goals for fun, you would never have said 0-0. But I think with Bessage coming in and Jags coming into the team, it's certainly made us look more solid. So, you know, we can go down to Stamford Bridge with a bit of confidence.
Yeah, Jags back, definitely. It's almost like, it's just adding that leader again, isn't it? It's the piece of the jigsaw that Everton needs. You could see the difference midweek at the Etihad when you've got to fill Jagielka in your side. I thought it was a great display, to be honest. When you got the ball, Everton look effective. They pass it quickly. Just didn't have the finishing touch up top. Someone who did have the finishing touch up top for Liverpool was Roberto Firmino. Now, I've been one of those, Jay. I've been a doubter. I've had a couple of months where I've looked at it and I've thought, not quite sure how he fits into what Liverpool are all about. But he was given the false nine again, and his second goal was an absolute pearler.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he's been a little bit disappointing, hasn't he? When you pay £28 million for a player, you'd expect a little bit more. And, you know, you've got to look at it and think, you know, it's not easy for these foreign players coming over to our league. And some of them adapt like a duck to water. And he's certainly struggled. He's been one of them ones that, you know, hasn't done that. And he seemed a little bit weak for my liking. And he just hasn't really coped with the demands of the Premier League. But certainly the other night, he was great. I mean, in the first half, the second goal was truly outstanding. It was a great finish, and you've got to look at the goalkeeper as well. You know, he scored that goal against a very good goalkeeper in Peter Cech as well. I suppose in the second half he flitted out of the game a little bit, and he needs to improve that side of it where, you know, he's involved a little bit more. But it was a great game for Liverpool the other night. I thought Liverpool was one of our better performances. Just disappointing really that we conceded some sloppy goals.
Yeah, it was almost, and I want to say classic. A classic would be if you'd won it 4-3, wouldn't it? Because Liverpool have got those sort of Newcastle games in their history. But it is one of those that will be remembered for quite a time. Pretty much like the 4-4, the Arsh Shavin game.
Yeah, well, as I say, you know, terrible errors at the back by Liverpool. You know, Simon Mignolet, I can't believe he's getting a new contract because, you know, this is time and time again. He's making mistakes. And, OK, fair enough, you can look at the second goal that they were scored from the corner. And you've got to say Sacco was very poor for that as well. But Mignolet shouldn't be getting beaten there. And he shouldn't have been beaten in the first one as well, where it was his near post. So, you know, we've got major problems at the back with a shambles, really, aren't we, the set defensively. And if you score three goals at home, you should be winning a game. And obviously, we got the third goal at the end, and that was only to get a point, and that's a little bit disappointing.
Mickey, what do you think of Sam and Mignolet?
You know, I can empathise there with Jake, because obviously we've been going through the same issues ourselves at the back. And, you know, goalkeepers, they come under the spotlight, don't they? You know, when if goals go in, you know, usually it's down to the keeper. And we have been having our problems ourselves. Obviously, you know, Tim Howard has been taking a lot of stick, and a lot of our crowd have been calling for Joe Robles, you know, to be between the sticks. But, you know, fair play to Tim Howard, to be honest, the other night. Steve, I thought he was, you know, probably man of the match.
Yeah, go with that.
Yeah, because, you know, he's sort of, it's, you know, the lad's under pressure, so fair play to him. But I totally understand where Jay's coming from with Mignolet. As you say, your near post, you shouldn't be getting beaten, and especially the one from the corner there. He come out sort of flapping, and I think you want your goalkeeper to be commanding in those situations. You know, your defence sort of breeds confidence, doesn't it, from your keeper? And if you've got a big keeper who comes out and sort of claims the ball, you want him to take the ball, take the man, take everything, and sort of give your defence a little bit of confidence. And I think both Tim Howard and Mignolet sort of struggle in that department.
Do both of you think there's a point of no return for a keeper when you've had a certain amount of criticism, and maybe the fans and the you know, the journalists and what they've written, it's got into their heads a little bit? And where are both keepers currently at? We'll start with you, Jay, with Mignolet.
Well, you know, listen, we've watched this goalkeeper for a couple of seasons now, and he's simply not good enough. And this is what I'm trying to say. He's being rewarded with a new contract, and people are saying, well, maybe it's to protect his valuation, because he is at a decent age. I think he's 25, 26, so, you know, the sell-on value and all that. But if he's getting a bit of a pay rise as well, then that leads you to believe that he's going to be the number one. And I just can't understand how. I mean, OK, you know, Jurgen Klopp's the manager. He's assessed him for a couple of months, and who am I to judge, you know, when Jurgen Klopp, if he thinks he's good enough, then fair enough. But, you know, let's be honest, we're not blind. We can see that he's a poor goalkeeper, and Liverpool is striving to be in the top four, but he's probably not even in the top 10 goalkeepers. You need a good goalkeeper if you're going to be in the top four and make Champions League. And Simon Mignolet is just simply not good enough.
He's what, getting a £50,000 a week deal with that new one? And Mickey, for Tim Howard, who's had a little bit of a spat with the fans as well, hasn't he, during games, he's been on the end of quite a bit of criticism, but he was brilliant the other night. You sort of think he'd have to show consistency for 2, 3, 4 months to win it back.
Well, yeah, it sort of seems to be what Tim Howard does. Stevie, you know, he comes under scrutiny quite a lot because there is so many mistakes that he does make in the games, you know, and we sort of sometimes we get away with it. This year we haven't been getting away with it at all, like for his mistakes, and, you know, we all know that he's dodgy on crosses. We have been conceding goals, and, you know, every now and then he'll throw a worldie of a performance in that he did against Man City, and it sort of gets the crowd off his back a bit. But I think, you know, Roberto Martinez, probably you must see now, you know, he's coming to sort of the end of his career as well. You know, it's publicised that he does want to go back over to America when he finishes. So we think he's probably, you know, going to see this season out. And then it's up to, you know, sort of Roberto then. Does he want to give Joel a chance? Or, you know, it's rumoured that we are in the market for a new keeper. And I think it's, you know, it's time certainly at Everton is coming to an end. And, you know, but you know, I'm not one, Steve, to sort of go around and, you know, I don't like
to
our players and stuff like that. But, you know, Tim Howard, he does, he gets a lot of stick, and fair play to him. You know, he come out the other side really, really well the other night and kept us in the game. So it's something that we've got to certainly need to address in the summer. And I think Roberto is going to be searching high and low for a new keeper.
OK, quickly, let's focus on the positives. Jay, Liverpool, Manchester United rarely looks nice on the pitch, does it, at Anfield?
No, it's going to be a battle. I mean, both sides, you know, two massive clubs, but we're both struggling, aren't we, really, this season. And Manchester United, you know, coming to town, it's always a massive game for the supporters as well. So, you know, let's hope we're up for it. But I just hope and pray that, you know, the other night, we played on a heavy pitch, didn't we? The conditions weren't great, and we had a number of players coming back from injuries, like Henderson, Milner, Sacco. You just have to wonder what, you know, if it's taking its toll on some of them. So, hopefully we've got the extra day rest now. We play on the Sunday. But it's going to be an interesting game, Steve.
And for the Blues, Mickey, can they get a win at Stamford Bridge? Chelsea desperately need one. A draw with West Brom midweek for them.
Well, I would certainly hope that we come away with something, Steve, because, you know, we've got nothing to fear going down there. You know, they'll be disappointed after a 2-2 draw midweek against West Brom there. And I think, you know, it's certainly this season, Stamford Bridge is not the place that, you know, that teams would be fearful of going to. So I think obviously with a little bit of confidence after a couple of clean sheets that we can go down there, and I think we can definitely get sorting out the game.
Boys, have a fantastic footballing weekend. We'll chat to you next week. Jay the Red, Mickey the Blue, thanks very much indeed, guys.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.